This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, as we've said a whole bunch of times on this broadcast, a credit-driven economy, both big picture on Wall Street and in the banking system, but also for individuals. So if you've never owned a house, let's say, or had a loan, it's hard to get a credit score, let alone actual credit, which helps explain why there's a bill pending in Congress right now to let would-be borrowers use cell phone bills or rent and utility payments to establish a credit track record. Peter O'Dowd has a real-life example.
Marco Meraz knows what it's like to be ignored by a bank.
This is our first venture into the restaurant industry, so we're novice entrepreneurs, and it definitely requires a lot of patience.
Meraz owns Republica Empanada in downtown Mesa, Arizona. His deep fryer is bubbling over with crispy papas fritas. He's long had dreams of opening this Latin restaurant, but with a single credit card to his name and no experience running a business, the bank wouldn't give him a loan.
That wasn't an option for us. We had to find alternative means to finance this project.
That alternative was a $20,000 line of credit through a local neighborhood economic development group. Meraz finally started slinging empanadas this summer, but if his credit report had included years of on-time cell phone and utility payments,
it would have allowed us to open the restaurant about a year and a half sooner. That's a big difference.
I think there's a lot of pitfalls along the way here.
Mike Sullivan is among the skeptics. He's a credit expert at Take Charge America, a nonprofit that provides credit counseling.
Can you even make the statement that somebody who pays their rent and pays their water bill is also going to pay their credit card bill? I don't think that's been proven yet.
Plus, Sullivan says credit reports are already full of mistakes, and disputing an inaccurate score is a bureaucratic nightmare.
So making it more complex isn't going to improve that situation, and so it's going to probably hurt a few additional consumers because their credit isn't correct.
Reporting rent and utility payments would still be voluntary under this bill, and credit agencies already do this on a limited basis. Equifax, for instance, manages a database of 70 telecom, cable TV, and utility companies. But don't expect your local utility to automatically jump on board.
I don't necessarily believe that it needs to be legislated.
Rene Castillo works for a power and water utility that serves nearly a million people in Metro Phoenix. Her company, the Salt River Project, does report severely delinquent accounts to collection agencies, but SRP won't punish customers every time a monthly payment is missed.
Power is something that people need, and there are things that happen in people's lives, and we have programs and services that help them to become current on their bill and not to have a problem.
And this is a point that opponents of the bill will make. In hard times, a few missed utility payments could bring down a credit score a lot faster than years of paying on time. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.